This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and it is time for the West Holmes School Report. And today I am with, first off, we'll go with, I am with the principal at the high school, Mr. Scott Pringle, and welcome to the school report.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that you're here today to do our interview, and I'm thrilled to here to introduce our amazing school counseling team. We are excited to share a very special member of our staff as well, our pilot dog, Venti. The school counselors and Venti provide invaluable support and comfort to our students and make a positive impact every day. So thanks again for being here.
Oh, for sure. I've heard great things about Venti. And so let's start with Allison Gardner. You are the school counselor?
Yes, I'm the school counselor for juniors and seniors.
And so have you noticed a change having Venti around and working with the kids as they're getting ready to head out into adult life?
Yes, it's been a great resource to have around our office. He has helped students with testing. A student who was reluctant to come in and test, we had Venti test with him. It breaks down a barrier sometimes when talking with a student that when they come in, just having Venti there available for them to pet kind of takes down that defensive barrier and makes it more of an open room that they can discuss things and feel more comfortable and at ease here when dealing with the stresses of life as a teenager, schoolwork, testing, with everything life throws at them.
And having Venti around, has that kind of changed your approach into how you're helping the juniors and seniors?
Absolutely. It kind of helps them see that there's no one way of dealing with anxiety or dealing with life stresses, finding what works for them, whether that's having a support animal, having different tactics, that it doesn't have to be the conventional way of what we, you know, kind of go over with them. They can find their own way of dealing with it.
Now, do you work with these students, all of them, or just as they, as a need basis, if that they come to you and say, hey, I'm struggling here, I need help, or a teacher recommendation? How does that work using the guidance services at West Holmes?
It's a little bit of everything. So I work with all the juniors and seniors about graduation, life after high school. I touch base with all of them about graduation plans, making sure they're getting there. And then, yes, I'm available on an as-needed basis. The students can come in during their study halls, lunches, or any time that they need anything, whether that's academic, whether that's social, post-high school, whatever. I'm here for them.
And is there anything else you want to share with them about what you're doing here with the juniors and seniors and Venti and all that?
Just a little bit about Venti. So he is with Pilot Dogs out of Columbus is who we worked with. And they've trained Venti since birth to have him be a school resource dog. Carrie Maltridge, our student services director, kind of headed this project and got us involved with it, and we're so lucky to have found Venti. So we are supporting him here. We do have some local fundraisers and different things that we are doing to help with the daily care. Wolf Creek Veterinary has donated their veterinary services for him, but as far as food and things, we are working on creating fundraisers, but also asking, we've visited different businesses and organizations for donations to help continue to support this, which we are so grateful for those donations in order to have this amazing project here.
And if somebody's interested in donating, how can they do that?
Yes, so they can reach out to the high school and talk to myself, Allison Gardner, or they can send a check in, and then the memo, they can just write school resource dog and Shannon will make sure it gets to us.
That's perfect. You know, anytime you can help, it sounds like Venti's doing a great job with the students.
Yes, he's been such a blessing.
And Kevin Hofstetter, you are actually with Anna Zhao, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
And so what is your role here at West Holmes?
So I've been here at West Holmes for about 4 years. I am the mental health therapist. So I meet with kids throughout the day, kids that struggle with anxiety, depression, any mental health stuff, if things are going on at home. So I meet with them throughout the day. And I have Venti that will assist me. He's amazing. He is able to indicate to me where a kid is or a student is before I'm able to like assess where they're at. He'll sit at their lap or at their feet. And especially the more stressed a kid is, the more that Venti will interact with them. It's amazing.
And so you've been here for 4 years now, so have you seen a change in the mental health of the students here at the school having Venti here versus pre-Venti?
Yes, he's a tool that helps me even with like safety plans, and he will help out students. You can probably hear him right now. He helps me out just with safety planning and stuff like that. Some of the students will talk to him compared to me, which I think is excellent. But he's just a good source of support and love, and that he loves the students regardless of GPA or what have you.
And some kids can't have a pet.
Correct.
And so being able to have the experience of having a dog around versus not getting that at home,
yes,
can, you know, be, yep, cathartic.
I know that he's helped out Allison with students that have struggled with test anxiety, even some of my coworkers. I had a coworker yesterday that was really, really stressed. And his response to her is he just went and just laid at her feet. So it's just not only just for students, mm-hmm, but for staff as well.
Yeah, we've had teachers come in that they need just, it's great. Like students and staff both come in, they just say, I needed a little bit of venti time. And they just come in and get that, as Kevin said, that unconditional love and support from him. And off on their way they go.
Mm-hmm. So have you guys seen like morale in the building go up? Having venti around, or
I think he's definitely a boost. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's, yes, good to have. You know, high school is rough for, mm-hmm, some kids. Any little bit can help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know even like some of the sports teams, they've gelled with him. He's interacted. He loves to play. He's a yellow lab. He loves to retrieve. So if there's a softball involved or a baseball, he's all about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had athletes come in on game days if they need their good luck pets with him.
Yes.
And then we're hoping to next year kind of build a schedule with him where, mm-hmm, teachers can request that he visit their classroom or a study hall room to be an added support in the day. So we're going to work on that while the students are doing their work, that he can just roam the classroom and just be present as a positive encourager.
We're probably heading into busy time for him with finals and stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. Yep. We're in the middle of our state testing currently. And then here in a few weeks, yes, we'll have finals. So I'm hoping to have venti at the door at each change of exams to be there to give some pets and some positive, you got this, on their way into their exams as well.
And Mr. Pringle, we kind of mentioned finals here. That means we're at the end of the school year. So what does the high school have here to wrap things up?
Yeah, we are at that time of the year where we ask you to join us for the class of 2025's graduation ceremony on Saturday, May 24th, 2025. You know, this celebration recognizes the West Holmes seniors, and it will be held here at West Holmes High School in the gym at 11 a.m. So on behalf of the staff here, West Holmes, students, and parents, we'd like to congratulate our seniors for their dedication and success at West Holmes.
So it's always exciting to see the end of the year come and wish these kids into their adulthood and be ready for the next class to come in.
Absolutely. And we appreciate the seniors, all their hard work and effort they've put in. And yeah, on May 24th, they will become alumni of West Holmes High School. So again, we appreciate their hard work and everything. And we again wish everybody the opportunity to be here and celebrate with them.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining with me and sharing as we wrap up the school year here at West Holmes. And that was high school principal Scott Pringle and the mental health of Kevin Hofstetter and Allison Gardner here at the high school, and Venti, the resource dog. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.